USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is confirming the body found in Wyoming on Sunday is Gabby Petito. A body fitting Petito's description was located in a camping area near Grand Teton National Park. The FBI noting the coroner's initial determination for her death is homicide. Her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, is a person of interest in her disappearance, and the FBI executed a search warrant at his family home on Monday. The House is voting Tuesday night on a government funding bill, while Democrats plan to include a debt ceiling vote to pass their multi-trillion-dollar spending bill. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune tells Fox News Republicans are against raising the debt limit.
We would vote for a continuing resolution to fund the government. We know we won't vote for a debt limit increase.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
President Biden delivered remarks before the United Nations General Assembly. The president says the United States wants to make sure Iran does not have access to a nuclear weapon.
The United States remains committed to preventing Iran from gaining a nuclear weapon. We are working with the P5+1 to engage Iran diplomatically and to seek a return to JCPOA.
The president adding he does not want to see a new Cold War with any country, especially China.
We're not seeking, say it again, we are not seeking a new Cold War or a world divided into rigid blocks.
Facebook's oversight board said it is reviewing the company's practice of holding high-profile users to separate sets of rules, citing apparent inconsistencies in the way the social media giant makes decisions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott held a border security press conference in Del Rio to provide an update. Abbott saying illegal immigrants and asylum seekers are not only coming from the Northern Triangle countries of Central America, but from all over the globe.
What the world is witnessing now is the open border policies that are being utilized by the Biden administration. It attracts people from across the entire globe, including people coming from more than 150 different countries.
The Republican governor also saying the Biden administration knew this was coming. U.S. Census Bureau data shows the number of babies born during the pandemic winter was unusually low. The number of births from December 2020 to January 2021 saw the biggest downturn with nearly 8% fewer births in December compared to 2019. The House is debating a $3.5 trillion budget package that Democrats are calling human infrastructure. Senate Majority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell warns of tax increases that he claims will come with the bill.
Tax hikes on small business, tax hikes on family farms, tax hikes on Americans that would shatter the pledge to spare people earning less than $400,000 a year, tax hikes that would put even more Americans into unfair double taxation of the death tax.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.